AFCON Rush is proudly supported by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse. Today's edition of AFCON Rush is an exclusive interview with Right Honorable Nsei Sien, board member of the Nigerian Football Federation, conducted by Mighty George. Please enjoy.
All right, well, yeah, with Right Honorable Nsei Sien, board member of Nigerian Football Federation, it's always great to have you. I remember the last time we spoke, you said after the semi-final, you know, it looks like you were very sure about what was to happen. Again, tell us, what gave you that conviction that Super Eagles will get this far?
Yeah, in life, you have to be optimistic in every situation you find yourself. You can only get better when you keep on pushing in life, never to surrender at any given point in time. And so I was very optimistic, because I know that we have a team that is committed and is bonded together, and by the grace of God has almost everything going for them. The government has been there thanks to the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the Minister of Sports, the leadership of the NFF, and in fact Nigerians as a whole will bring a pillar of support for this team. And so too much is expected, is given much is expected. So we never expected anything less from this team, because the desire of reaching the finals, not just the finals, and also taking the trophy after 11 years.
All right. It's been two matches since we last spoke, quarterfinal against Angola.
How can we describe what these boys have been able to do? I mean, for Nigeria, for Nigerian football as well, and the team as a whole. Has there been a paradigm shift in terms of footballing with these exploits of this set of Super Eagles?
Yeah, they have, first of all, complimented themselves for the country. You know, these are professionals, professionals who are playing for big teams all over the world. And so they must not support themselves. They must not support the families. They must support the engineers. And so what is going on for them?
Desire. They have a desire to go home with this trophy. Most of them have not won this trophy before. And so it's important that before they retire, they get a hand on this. Most of them are in their prime. And so they need this diadem, these trophies, to decorate their shelves. And so the commitment is there, the desire is there for them to become superstars and to be counted out.
Mm. And talking about Nigerian football and getting to this level under this administration, what does it say about this crop of leadership? Can we credit this to leadership as well?
Definitely. You know, what has happened is just beyond what you see on the pitch of play. A lot goes in before you see the guys reach where they are. You remember, for about 2-3 years, there have been backlogs of allowances and match bonuses has not been paid for these teams. Not just the Super Eagles, but also national teams. And so when we came on board, we come with a president that is so desirous of leaving a mark for not just for himself, Nigeria. He wants to be known as one who came and conquered. And so he has a group of individuals who are united in also delivering and also be counting. In the sense that we come as people who desire us to be heard, who desire us to be seen, and who desire us to for achievement to count for ourselves. And so one, the ambition becomes from comes from the head. That is Guso himself, Elijah Guso himself. Because whatever the body will tell is the head that transmits. Then it goes down to the body. And so this is a man who's ready to listen, who's ready to take advice, who doesn't do things alone, who is a collective desire, it's a collective pod. And so he wants to leave a mark, and kudos to him and to the board for having paddled this canoe to this level. We must also congratulate and give it to the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. It's never been like this before. If the president before now were paying these allowances, we wouldn't have been in this situation where we needed to be on this player. So the passion has to be there in the first place. And the political will also has to be there for you to do what he's doing. He has done for the Super Eagles. We are hopeful that more will come in the sense that there are other teams who are being good. You know, if these players come and play and you don't pay them what is give them what is due to them, there's every tendency that the commitment may be lacking. They come home, they say, why are we going to play? For what? They don't even pay us. Why not stay behind in their teams and give the best when you're sure that when you work, your wages will be given to you? And so we give it to the president and also to the Minister of Sports Development, Senator Owen. This is one fella who has really understood what it takes to deliver in terms of sports. And so we have to give it to him because he's been working assiduously around the clock to ensure that these players are being paid and as a win due. And so it's a paradigm shift. You can say that again. It's a complete paradigm shift because everybody now understands that when you work, you must be rewarded. And let us also give it to individuals, private citizens and corporate citizens who are also supporting the team. Government can't do it alone. It is important that corporate society, private citizens who are well to do, they have to plow about the society what the society has given back to them.
Trading platform that is fast and reliable, that has unbeatable industry experience, swift deposits and withdrawals, no debit charges, fair pricing, real-time executable streaming quotes, then limit your search because Zara FX is here for you. Our friendly trading platforms are designed to simplify the trading process as well as Zara FX social trading that enables our clients to leverage on professional expertise. Our pricing are transparent with competitive fees and spread. We also make sure your needs are met as our customer support team are on hand to assist you promptly.
Thank you for calling customer service. How can I assist you today?
And our educational resources to help boost your knowledge about trading. Visit us today at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0916-987-0050 or visit www.zarafx.com.
Zara FX, Global Trading Powerhouse.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
All right. Well, very great, of course, because we know that success definitely has many branches where, you know, it comes from. Let's look ahead now. The big one is coming up, the final. Nigeria's second final in the last 11 years. What is the NFF doing, even on the ground? I mean, you mentioned many things to ensure that we win. And what is your mindset going into that final on Sunday?
If you're asking what the NFF is doing, we're committed to the players. The promises we made to them, we're making sure that we redeem and also making them realize that it's not just about them, it's also about over 200 million Nigerians. Well, some of them have lost their lives in the course of this tournament. May their soul rest in peace. Caro Ojogbo, Honorable Caro, just lost his life yesterday. We also had a situation where the deputy boss of Kwara State University also lost his life just yesterday. And a youth papa from
Kaduna said also lost his soul watching this game.
They have to understand that these heroes must not die in vain. And so the onus is on them to take this cup on Sunday and then become the champions of Africa, some for the first time, like I said. And some, maybe Kenneth Omero and Ahmed Musa are the two who had it last in 2011 and 2013 in South Africa. Okay. So Sunday, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because you're playing the host for the second time. They had 9 lives, they've exhausted 2 or 3 now. So they still have some lives to live. So it's going to be Nigeria against the host nation, and it's going to be about over 60,000 people rooting for the host nation. But then, football is not mathematics. It's not about the crowd. It's what we deliver on the pitch of players. So on Sunday, by the grace of God, we're going to take home the trophy.
All right. I can't live without just asking you, what have been the highlights for you I mean, you're a federation member, and so maybe you shouldn't have preferences, but looking at the team of players, many people have hailed the goalkeeper, hailed the left back and all of them. Do you have some singular praises for some players as well?
No, it goes to the coaching crew. It can be singular. It's a teamwork. That's why you have 25 of them there, aside the management and the coaching crew. It's a teamwork. It begins from the goalkeeper to the center forward. And so it's a collective situation. And so the credit goes to all of them. Credit goes to all of them. No single person. But much emphasis has to be on the grooming of and development, and also having faith on homegrown players.
All right. You like to see much of that, especially as regards the home-based players. You just touched on that. Let's just have an assurance from this NFF about what would happen to homegrown players, the league, moving forward. We looked at a South Africa that we played against predominantly home-based players because, I mean, you can say the nature of their league and the quality of their league. Are we going to have a pledge that before at least its administration leaves office, maybe your first tenure, we should be having a quality league such as that?
Definitely, we already have a quality league. It's
a league with no league player actually is here, except, of course...
It's about the coach. It's about if the league is good or not. The league is already better than where we met it. The officiating is better than what we came to see. And that's why you can see teams go in every league. My weekend, you have teams win away from home, up to about 6 in the major professional leagues. And so there's hope. The onus lies on the coaching crew. They must have a belief system. They must understand that the bedrock of any developing league has to be the home league. And so they must have the faith in this team. But then you won't get it right if the coaches are not domiciled here mostly, because they won't have the time to monitor the leagues and also will have the time to evaluate it and know the right players to bring. There's no national team, there's no league in the world that can go without the home league being at the level that it should be. There's no national team also can get it right without the homegrown players. We cannot be dependent on overall the overseas best players. Yes, definitely, life is about progress. We could say, yes, if these ones are discovered today, they don't take time to go overseas. Yes, but we have abundant of them, yeah.
Right, Honorable Insesi, and thank you very much for talking with us. We wish the Super Rebels all the best, and this current administration of the NFF, more power and more grease to their elbows to achieve your laid down promises and objectives. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
AFCON Rush is proudly supported by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.